Gregory Golodov shared memories of the war in a 2018 interview, 75 years after the Battle of Attu. He remembered sitting in a sod house when the soldiers arrived.
We heard machine gun fire from this side to this side, you know. I forgot who it was that told us, you know, they're coming from this side, coming from that. I can't remember all that much.
It was 1942, and the Japanese Imperial Army had just invaded Attu, where the three-year-old Golodov lived with his family. The army occupied the island for 3 months. Then they took all 42 Attu residents to Japan as prisoners of war. Golodov's entire family was imprisoned in a dormitory in the port city of Otaru, about 500 miles north of Tokyo. The next 3 years were full of disease and malnourishment.
We only get one bowl of rice a day. Sometimes we get a salted herring.
Golodov thought the cook took pity on him.
I guess I was a cute little guy there because Japanese cooks used to scrape the burned rice from the pot and bring it to me.
People who knew Golodov throughout his life remark at how little resentment he felt towards his captors. And it shows, even in those early memories.
Of course, we were hungry, but so were the Japanese, because the Japanese were starving too.
Only half of the Attuan POWs survived the experience. Golodov survived, and so did his mother, older brother, and sister. But many of their family members did not make it, including their father, who died of disease in Japan.
I guess they cremated all of them, all of the people that died in Japan. And they brought them all back in three coffins. I guess they're all ashes. In three coffins, they buried them by the church at Atka.
They were released when the war ended, but they couldn't return home. Many houses had been destroyed, and the United States government judged it too expensive to relocate the freed POWs back to Attu. Instead, the village was abandoned, and the survivors relocated to other communities. Golodov and his family settled in Atka, an Ununga village about 500 miles east of Attu. Golodov spent most of his life in Atka and said he stayed too busy to think much about the war.
I didn't want to have time to wonder anything about it because most of the time we have to hunt for food, you know, go out and fish and stuff like that.
In all those years after the war, Golodov says the survivors didn't want to talk about what happened. He didn't even speak about it with his mother.
She never told me anything. They don't want to talk about anything like that. Something they all wanted to forget it, that's all.
People often compare the Aleutian campaign to the attack on Pearl Harbor. But Pearl Harbor was an attack from the sky. The fighting in the Aleutians was the only time the Japanese actually invaded the United States. It was the first time foreign forces occupied American soil since the War of 1812. In 2012, the National Park Service held a meeting for all the descendants of Attuan survivors. Golodov was looking forward to it.
You know, I was going to see my peers, you know. I went there, I was disappointed. Nobody survived except us.
There were only three survivors left. Greg, his brother Nick, and his sister Elizabeth Kudrin.
I guess we just survived longer, that's all.
Nick passed away 2 years later, leaving just Gregory and Elizabeth. And then, in February of this year, Elizabeth died. Gregory Golodov passed away in Anchorage on Friday, November 17th. 10 days later, dozens of people came to St. Innocent Russian Orthodox Cathedral in Anchorage to pay their respects. Moses Dirks is an Ununga scholar and a friend of Golodov's from Atka. He said, as a child, he looked up to Golodov. He was a good role model in the community.
He was always helpful, and he was willing to help the people there in Atka.
Joanna Thompson, Greg Golodov's niece, said she admired how her uncle would never show anger or resentment for what happened to him.
Uncle Greg just turned it into something else. Could have been one of the other children that passed, so he was lucky to be alive, and he just found joy in every day.
Golodov was the very last person on Earth who was born and lived in Attu, a village lost to war, the last American citizen whose home was occupied by a foreign force. That's big history, but to Golodov, the Those were just the simple facts of his life.
No, it's something that happened. We're all going to experience something. From death we came to the death our bodies will return to. So we don't die. As far as I'm concerned, we don't die. We might depart from our body, but that's about it.
Golodov was buried at Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. He was 84 years old. Reporting in The Aleutians, I'm Theo Greenlee.